If you've ever wondered how the Carnegie Museum of Art keeps its collection looking so good, the answer is Michael Bellman. Bellman is the objects conservator for the museum. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neupar spoke to him as part of our ongoing series where we meet leading experts and people of interest in the Pittsburgh community.
You have to leave the galleries and pass through a few staff-only doors to get to Bellman's workspace. But when you get there, you're treated to a rare glimpse of the collection. An objects conservator will evaluate proposed new purchases and check items coming and going from the collection on loan. But the biggest part of what he does is repair, restore, and preserve three-dimensional fine art. Bellman says just keeping objects in the gallery dusted is an important first step.
Dust eventually is damaging to the surfaces of artworks. It's abrasive, it holds moisture. And then we have an outdoor sculpture collection. So we're continually washing and then applying protective wax coatings to outdoor bronze. We're washing painted outdoor sculpture. And then in addition, I mean, we're sitting in front of an example of our silver collection. We have, you know, extensive collection of historic silver. And we go to great lengths to ensure that we have to polish it as seldom as possible, because of course every time you polish an object or a silver object, you are removing metal. In order to polish it, what I'll use is powdered calcium carbonate. The specific hardness of calcium carbonate is basically is similar to that of silver tarnish. So we're specifically targeting silver tarnish and trying to impact the metal as little as possible.
When you get something out of storage, preparing it to go back on display, tell me some of the things you might think about.
I'll do a thorough examination and, I mean, definitely a visual inspection. If it's a painted object, I might take almost microscopic samples with a scalpel blade, and I'll embed those samples in a clear polyester resin. And then I'll slice the resin cube in half to reveal the layers of the painted surface. So it gives you a sense of maybe what an original color looked like. It gives you just a lot of information before you even touch a swab to the surface.
I think I've heard stories that one's a bit of a conundrum for you right there.
It is. It is. It's a ritual object. It's from the Bamana culture of Mali, West Africa. The ceremonial nature of it involves applying a layer of a mixture over the surface. This mixture consists of plant fiber, mud, dung, blood, urine, and then also millet, which is a staple food for that culture. And this object is, the problem with it is that it's disintegrating. Literally, in addition to the surface spalling and flaking off, it's really just held together by jagged chunks that if you apply any pressure to any of these chunks, you can see them moving and shifting. So what I'm going to have to do to this object is I'm going to have to infuse it with a synthetic resin. I consulted the conservation community on the appropriateness of treating a ceremonial object. Conservators are sensitive to the ritual nature of an object. So, for example, I mean, I initially was considering literally spray consolidating the piece with a spray gun to drive the consolidant as deep into the pores of this material as I could get it. And the community was critical of that. Some people said, don't do anything. Which I actually don't really agree with. I feel like if we don't do anything, the objects, you know, could be destroyed. So I toned back my treatment plan.
Bellman has built a model of the bully using his own mixture of porridge, honey, beer, and mud to test his plan of attack. Curators have not yet decided when it will be put on display. I'm Mark Neupar, 90.5 WESA News.